On RSN's Breakfast with Half, it's Robbo at 8.
Look at that! Look at that! Is that the moon?
Bomb, 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 for dang, 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 for ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 moon.
Great to have Mark Robinson with us, chief footy writer of the Herald Sun, main man on AFL 360 on Fox Footy, Tuesday, Thursday's morning, a little bit later than usual, but Robbo is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Daniel. I've lodged a complaint with the Australian Broadcasting Rules and Regulations, false advertising.
What's happened?
Robbo at 8. Robbo at 8:15. Can you correct that, please?
Well, you can blame the former Socceroo for that. He pushed you back. I want you on all day, every day, but he's just pushed you back into a little window.
He told me to blame you.
He would. Well, he's at a mare, let's be honest, because as you would have been...
What was that?
You were listening this morning. He brought up the rolling All-Australian situation and the defenders, and he put Noah Anderson in there, Mark.
What's going on? You can't have the chairman of selectors of the Rolling All Australian team when he doesn't know where people are playing. God, defeats the purpose.
It does make it very difficult to make an accurate assessment of what's going on.
They left out Charlie Ballard too, the Gold Coast Suns.
There you go, another nominee. He's on the list.
He's playing fantastic football, Charlie Bellett.
There he goes. Charlie is on the list. We'll see what our listeners say about that. 0416 90 50 52 in our defensive rolling All-Australian team. Hey, did you listen to James Sicily this morning?
Oh, I did. He's an obvious choice as captain. He speaks with such confidence, and he's not scared to talk about how he feels about the situation, his reaction to what happened when he clipped the other bloke.
Caminiti.
That was really good, wasn't it?
I thought it was great insight. And it's relatable. It's real. Like, things happen to people in sport and in their life. You respond emotionally. And these guys clearly are no different.
Yeah. I still didn't like what he did. I thought it was really, really responsible from a Hawthorn captain. But when you have the hot... temper that Sicily's had throughout his career, there's always going to be blemishes. And that was one. I was really disappointed, actually. He played a superb game of football and he did that. Remember when Buddy Franklin did the same early in the year? He got howled down, Buddy, when he ran past the ball.
Yeah.
Buddy. Sicily didn't get the same sort of condemnation.
I don't think there was that much in it, I must admit. Now, he made a point of it this morning, saying that he was just trying to get in between him and Caminiti, the ball and the goal line, which, you know, last line goal efforts, defensive efforts are urgent and stressful. So I didn't think it was a blemish on his character or his playing style. I thought it was just an error.
An accident?
Yeah, well, he meant to hit him, but not get him in the head. He wanted to block him out of the way, is my take on it. That doesn't necessarily mean it was the right, but
he misses a week. That was a great interview. Well done.
Oh, thanks very much. Speaking of interviews, there's been plenty of interviews in this Hawthorn First Nations investigation saga, Robbo. It's came to a level of conclusion Tuesday night. There's obviously more to come still, it seems, from the human rights perspective. What did you make of Jason Burt's statement last night on his socials?
What did I make of it? That's the second time he's spoken out in the last couple of days. Interview with the.
Sounds to me like he's clearly been holding his tongue, Robbo.
The former big paper on the weekend and again yesterday. I think people welcome contributions and stories from everyone involved, and you read them and you can make assessment. I read that. The one thing I took out of it was. It was a really interesting line, you know, walking in the shoes of Alistair Clark and Chris Fagan himself, and walking around for 8 months with the accusation that they're racist. I think that would be really, really difficult.
Yep.
Not just for that person, but for the family. And if they got kids, I think it'd be really terrible. And Daniel, you've got children at school. School kids can be relentless.
Yes.
In their commentary sometimes about stuff that they don't understand.
It's bad enough when you're getting sacked as coach of the Carlton Footy Club. It's bad enough, Robbo, I can tell you.
Was it really?
It's not fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, the effect of what is playing out in life filters right down. So no one, I don't think, has ever not felt sorry for the Hawthorn 3.
Can I ask you, the thing that I really... cannot comprehend, for the life of me, in fact, I can't comprehend the fact that that Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Burnett, seemingly, what we've been told, weren't given access to all the information until last week. Can you tell me, after 8 months, how that happens, Robbo?
Yeah, no, I find that a little bit of smoke and mirrors, right? So the investigation was set up, okay?
Yep.
The independent panel. And the independent panel, and more's going to come out over the coming days, mate. It always does.
Yep.
So the independent did not speak to the four First Nation families, but they did get written submissions from them, and they did not speak to the coaches involved. So how in the hell is this investigation supposed to put to the AFL any findings? So the AFL came out and said, well, there's no adverse findings. Well, there can't be any adverse findings because nothing was produced.
Never got to the bottom of the story.
Didn't produce anything. Okay, so I've been told by some reliable people that the Hawthorn coaches were invited to attend conciliation and invited to speak to investigation, and through their lawyers, they declined. Okay?
Yep.
So it's always been a little bit curious to me when, you know, and they didn't get, the coaches said they didn't get due process, and I accept that. Absolutely, I accept that. They didn't get due process. But they've been invited to speak, and they've chosen not to. Now, the reasons why they haven't chosen not to, my understanding is they were chasing these documents from the First Nations side. They wanted to assess them. Because they couldn't get them, they said, well, we're not talking to the panel. So I think it's a little bit...
But that's probably fair enough, isn't it? If you're not, you don't know what you're coming up against.
What documents they are, Daniel?
What's that?
It depends what documents they are.
Well, I would think you'd want to be fully armed going into situations as serious as this, surely. Surely you're entitled to be fully armed.
Well, yeah, no, that's... I agree with that. Well, what if the documents were, for example, someone's private health documents? What if they're private health?
Well, I'm sure they can redact some of that stuff.
Well, surely they could. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I was told that some of them might have been the medical history of these people. Now, they're saying, well, why should we give over someone's medical history? What has that got to do with, what's that got to do with giving your story and what happened to the independent panel? Now, I might be wrong there, but that's what I was told. Mm. The documents might be, because the report has been made public, okay? Because the report was made public, the coaches read the versions or knew the versions of what the First Nations families said. So when I hear they said, oh, they needed documents, I thought, I wonder what documents are. They've got the story. What they need, the backstory? What other documents do they need? Have you got any idea?
No, I've no idea. And I must admit, I don't really recall what they would have been reading in the first place when the report or elements of the report were leaked. So I must have been...
Well, that was the four stories that the four First Nations families told.
So what's your take just on that? Is it four First Nations or three First Nations and another couple? According to Jason Burt, Zach and Kylie are not First Nations people.
Well, that's up to Jason Burt to explain that. I mean, that's his version of events.
But that's something that you wouldn't say lightly in this environment, I wouldn't think, Robbo.
No, he probably wouldn't. But what am I supposed to say? I don't know what to say.
No, I just think it's interesting that that's now come out.
World, if he wants to tell the world that they're not First Nations people, right, well, Jason Boots should have just named them.
I'm not sure.
Do you know who they are?
No, I've got no idea.
I know who they are. I'm not naming them.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
It's not my position to name them, and Jason Burt came out and said what he said. Now,
is he right?
Clearly, well, you have to ask Jason Burt.
But you know who they are.
Yeah, but I'm not here to confirm or deny anything, mate. It's not my testimony or my statement from Jason. That's for Jason to do. Clearly, he said it in a way to say, la, 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 la. But they're not even Indigenous. Like it's a slap. It's a negative.
Yeah, no doubt. No
it's
doubt.
It's a negative, right? So if he wants to portray that, he can explain it.
Well,
I'm coming on to talk to you, but It's not my position to explain why he said that.
So let's go back 8 months, Robbo, just before we get on to tomorrow night's footy, Carlton and Melbourne. Let's go back 8 months, and when you heard the news that was unfolding and the story broke and it was leaked before the three defendants were given a chance to respond, read, whatever it might have been. Was this always going to be the outcome we got?
No one could guess this. Seriously, I mean, it's easy. Everyone's really good in hindsight. Hawthorn should have done this. I had a bit of an argument with Jared last night on 360. It wasn't really an argument. It was just a discussion about how everyone is so wise after the event.
Yes.
Always. Oh, they should have done that. They should have done that. I believe Hawthorn acted in what they thought was the appropriate course. Was it the appropriate course? No. So everyone says, right, they've got to go. You know, is it Hawthorn's fault that the story got leaked? Did Hawthorn leak the story? Absolutely guarantee you Hawthorn didn't leak the story. Did I think it was going to end up in human rights? I wrote in November it could possibly end up in the Human Rights Commission. And I got sort of laughed a bit. So, Mike, you're kidding. Now it looks like it's possible. It's either going to be the Human Rights or the Supreme Court. Because people think it's a money grab. People think these people, these First Nations families, are... Seriously, I'm going to be brutal here. People think that they're faceless cowards. You know, they could be drunks, they could be druggos, they could be just people chasing money. You know what? There was no financial settlement in the in this situation this week. And the goes to human rights. There's no financial settlement in the Human Rights Commission of Australia either. So it either goes to human rights and it works in their favour, maybe they take it even further into another court then. But there's no financial outcome from the terminings in the Human Rights Commission.
Well, that's still to play out. We'll see how that unfolds in the next little bit. Tomorrow night, got Carlton and Melbourne. Carlton on the big stage again, Robbo, which has been dangerous for them this year. They've got a lot of troubles. They've got injury challenges as well. Is there any chance they can redeem, or is this make or break?
Oh, no. I think it was make or break last week. And they broke. And they broke into a million little pieces. Yeah, that broke last week. It'd be a hell of an effort by Michael Vogt. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. There's what? How many games to go, Daniel? Quick.
There's 11.
12?
11 each team, 12 weeks.
Right, 12 weeks. 12 rounds to go.
12 rounds to go, yeah. Sorry. You're
right. They could win 12. They could win 12 and finish, finish fifth. The incredible coaching performance by Michael Voss. Are they playing good enough football, though? That's the issue. Last week, Vossie did his press conference, and, you know, it was really interesting because Vossie goes, you know, we didn't kick goals. You know, we had this, we had that, we didn't kick goals. And I thought he was super positive. But the game I was watching, I'm thinking, God, look at the skill level on this club. Right, to the skill level I think everyone's been talking about for a couple of weeks now, which is not just generally in front of sticks, just general football play.
Yep.
I think it's been really, really average. Right? So I don't think they're going to win games of football until they're a bit more confident with their... I know we talk about it all the time, like ball movement, but, you know, giving their ball from their one player to his teammate and working together, that's got to come around, mate. That's got to come around before they can start pinning games together.
They got work to do. Mark, it is a pleasure chatting to you always. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Where were you yesterday, by the way?
Oh, I was unwell. Unwell.
Well, it's a bit of coincidence that you bring up the BLT at the National. Someone told me a guy with big thighs walked in and off yesterday lunchtime after a round of golf. Was that you?
That was not me. Thank you very much. Would have loved it to have been. Would have loved it to have been, but it wasn't me, Mark. We'll catch you next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Mark Robinson.